Wonderful tune brought to you by Pretty Lights. He'll be featured on two stages this year at Shambhala. Pretty Lights is known for infusing classic kind of funky R&B vocal samples into his dubstep kind of glitch hop funky flavor. Original production there, ladies and gentlemen. Check out all of Pretty Lights at prettylightsmusic.com. This tune is available for free download, so make sure to go grab that one, as well as many other freebies on the site. Starting up is some West Coast talent from down south, San Francisco styles. Man called himself Claude Van Stroke, founder of Dirty Bird Records. Dirty Bird Records is doing a little bit of a showcase in 2 weeks' time at Club 560. Excited to see him along with Justin Martin. But you can also find Claude Van Stroke at the Pagoda stage this year at Shambhala. This tune is taken from Claude Van Stroke's remix album called Makeovers on his label Dirty Bird.
Deep in your soul, if you have a dream for something that you love, I'll support you. Yeah, I'll play my role. Now I won't call you 20 times a day, 'cause I got my own shit to do. When you see my name flashing on your phone, I want you to feel butterflies for me. Not butterflies, 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 butterflies.
Heavy techno tune is brought to you by Claude Van Stroke on the remix, originally done by Katie B from the UK. This is her tune, Easy Please Me. That is the Claude Van Stroke Grizzly Fire mix. Big stuff expected from Claude Van Stroke. Like I said, he is playing in Vancouver next Friday, April 27th at Club 560. If you guys are ever in doubt of what to do over the weekend, a fantastic resource to find all bass music events within Vancouver is www.shahdjs.com/events. shahdjs.com. Regardless of crew, regardless of venue, day by day, month by month breakdown of every event in the city. It's a fantastic resource to keep on hand when you find yourself stranded on a Friday night. I don't believe this system, I always put it to the test. That last one was Claude Von Stroke. Is my one and only quest. Ever searching for the real, keeps me free from all the cries. We make a conscious deal to seek the truth and not the lies. And starting up is DubFX on the vocals, Ill Skills on the production. DubFX attending Shambhala for his second consecutive year. Quite a big deal, ladies and gentlemen. Shambhala doesn't like to bring back artists 2 years in a row, especially names like DubFX, who is a bit of an a cappella-ist, meaning he creates sounds and music with his mouth. So it's a little bit more than DubFX just being on the vocals. It's more like DubFX producing alongside Ill Skills. Anyways, this tune is called Eternity. And if you're just joining us, you're either online at CITR.ca or on the dial 101.9. This is CITR FM, and my name is Rhett Olson, and this show is called The Basement. You have me here until 10:30, where I like to explore the diversity of bass music. Brought to you by DubFX, doing the a cappella business, making music with his mouth, as well as Ill Skills, helping a brother out on the production. That one's called Eternity, and you can find DubFX on the Village stage at Shambhala 2012. Very exciting. As for here on The Basement, we're going to take a short break, but stay with us. We're going to switch into some drum and bass.
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
And we're up in the tempo just a bit here. I got a remix by Ed Solo, who will be performing at Shambhala, as well as Decline. This is a remix they did for Rack and Ruin, who played a show in Victoria and killed it. This tune is called Sound Clash, with Jesse Ware on the vocals. It's a little bit of a monster. It's a little bit of an anthem. It'll definitely get you moving, so make sure to turn it up. This is Sound Clash. Ed Solo and Decline on the remix. Here you go. Turn it up. Hype in that one. Ed Solo and Decline on the remix, originally done by Rack and Ruin. Jesse Ware on the vocals. That one is called Sound Clash. Hopefully you guys have heard that beat played out a bazillion times. It definitely makes any dance floor rumble. Very, very excited to hear Ed Solo at the Rock Pit stage this coming Shambhala. Can you tell I'm getting excited? Hopefully you guys are too. It's a special day of the year as well. But for those of us, we like to celebrate every day. If you guys have questions, comments, contributions, give us a call here at CITR headquarters. The number here in the station is 604-822-2487. Questions, comments, contributions, requests, bring it on. 604-822-CITR. Coming up in the background is Vancouver-born B-Traits, currently making her mark on the UK, a part of Digital Soundboy Records. I've played out her tunes a lot on the show. It's because it's quality and she deserves some airtime. This is a remix she did of an original of hers, featuring Elizabeth Troy on the vocals. This one is called Fever. Love the piano strings. I can anticipate a bit of an anthem for this coming summer. Here we go, B-Traits. That one's going to be an anthem for sure. That DMB roller is brought to you by Vancouver-born B-Traits. Nice to see a female in action making her mark from Vancouver. making her mark on the UK. Big things expected from B-Traits. And keeping with the feel-good vibes, getting ready for summertime, festival season, all of the above. We got Neon Steve coming up in a brand new release on Bomb Strikes. This one is called Blindside. This one's gonna be good. Make sure to put up those hands and get ready, because it's anthem time. Remember, Neon Steve is playing this year at Shambhala on the Fractal Forest stage. Talk about a feel-good tune, ready for the festival season. Really excited for that one to get dropped when I hear Neon Steve in the Fractal Forest this coming Shambhala. Make sure to check out Neon Steve on his SoundCloud, soundcloud.com/NeonSteve. He just put out a freebie. It's a special DJ tool for those of you struggling to change tempos mid-set. I believe it goes from like 110 up to 128 or something like that. Anyways, make sure to find him on SoundCloud. That tune finishing up, just released. It's called Blindside on Bomb Strikes Records. Nice DMB flavors from a gentleman who usually does breakbeat funk influence tunes. So props to him for, you know, widening his spectrum, including a bit of diversity into his arsenal. Big things expected from Neon Steve. And slowing things down a little bit, but keeping it back to the festival vibes. This one is a feel-good tune, if I ever heard one. It is a Castle remix of a guy that calls himself Blue Martin. This tune is called Nobody Here. Castle will also be performing this year's Shambhala at the Rock Pit. Castle is somebody that goes by the alias Be Rich. His alternate ego, Be Rich, likes to produce bass-heavy, wobbly bits. So it's an interesting contrast to hear Castle. Once again, this tune is called Nobody Here. This tune was a quick tempo drum and bass tune. So it's really interesting how Castle came in, made it his own, put in some really, really far out R&B style synths, slowed it down, and made it his own. So once again, Castle on the remix. That one is called Nobody Here. You can catch Castle this year at Shambhala at the Rock Pit stage. Really looking forward to the set. Sorry guys, we're gonna have to quit the tune early and play a short ad, so stay with us here at CITR.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Oh. we sample, giving examples.
Okay, here we go. Let's try this again.
Think we'll let you get away with that, you critics.
Another BC resident here. We have Sticky Bud starting up. This is his original tune entitled Bass Now VIP. It's pretty much the anthem to my life. Give me the bass, give it to me now, and I'm a very important person. Yeah, this one's gonna tear things up in the Fractal Forest this year. Shyamalan 2012, Sticky Buzz.
Check them out. We play. Check them out. We play.
to those of you out there wondering what ghetto funk is. Ghetto funk is a style of music, and that is it. It is like a funky breakbeat dubstep crossover kind of style that, well, West Coast is doing it right. Sticky Buds finishing up with his tune, Bass Now VIP, My Life's Motto. Really excited to check him out at the Fractal Forest this year. Shambhala, been there every year I've been there, and he's definitely a sight to be seen. He kills it regardless. So keep him in mind when you're there, overwhelmed by music, and you're looking at the clock that isn't on your wrist, and you're wondering, where do I go? You go to the Fractal Forest. And you try and track down the rabbit in the rabbit hole. And up next, founder of Ghetto Funk Records, based out of the UK, and pretty much the label that is making this style of music possible, Feature Cast, coming up with his tune, Oh My God. Let's see if you guys can recognize the vocal sample. Feature Cast will also be laying down his ghetto funk styles at the Fractal Forest this year at Shambhala. If you're just joining us now, you're either on the dial 101.9 or online, citr.ca. You're listening to The Basement. That one is brought to you by Feature Cast. Looking forward to his set at Shambhala. I've seen him before, and wow, did he make the building shake. It's big tunes, big stuff coming from ghetto funk label head, Feature Cast. Oh my God. Remember, you guys can always call into the station. Questions, comments, contributions, requests, whatever. 604-822-2487, the line here in the station. Once again, 822-CITR. And here's another ghetto funk dubstep crossover brought to you by A Skills, also headlining the Fractal Forest, a collaboration he did with Nick Thayer, who headlined last year. This one is called Cold as Ice. No. Wow, that is a monster, brought to you by A Skills and Nick there. A little collaborative remix they did right there. That one's available for free download on A Skills SoundCloud. Make sure to find them there. SoundCloud.com is where you're going to visit. That one is called Cold as Ice. Wow. I've heard that one played out many a time, and it definitely makes the dance floor rumble. A little bit of an A Skills anthem. He's dropped it more than a bunch of times. Headlining Fractal Forest 2012, Shambhala. But for the time being here at CITR 101.9, we're going to take a short break. So stay with us for more bass heavy action after the break.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts downtown at
212 Productions, Beat Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, The Kiss Store, Heart and Soul Clothing Inc., Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinema Tech, Project Space, Scratch Records, Vinyl Records, Woo Vintage, The Zoo Shop, and across the bridge, North Vancouver Music Gallery.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
And we're going to go into a little bit, I don't know, a little future bass, I guess you could say, a little future garage action, more or less dubstep, if you're looking for the broader term, but this one's by a Vancouverite, calls himself Self-Evident. This one is signed to a Vancouver-based label, Affect Records. Affect.com is where you really have to visit to find out more about this new and exciting kind of movement that's just starting and rising, and it's based out of Vancouver, and it's really built around this West Coast bass heavy influence. Anyways, this one is called Fall Away, and it kind of, well, if you're in front of a wall of subwoofers, you'll get what I'm trying to say. Future bass, guys. This one is called Fall Away by Self-Evident. definitely a crossover bit, combo juke, feature garage, dubstep in there. Lots of unique flavors brought to you by Vancouverite, self-evident, member of the Lydic crew. Lots of forthcoming business. Just had a release on Swing Set Sounds. Had a release on Crude Records, Canada-based record label Crude, as well as Vancouver-based Offect. Finishing up is his original tune called Fall Away. Next little bit of the show, we're going to get into some more electro-based bangers. This one starting up is a remix done by Toro Toro. Toro Toro can be found at the Pagoda stage this year at Shambhala. The last artist, Self-Evident, will be found at the Living Room. This one is a banger, rightfully entitled banger, so make sure to turn it up wherever you might be. Just remember, you can catch me here every Friday night, CITR 101.9 FM, The Basement. That one is rightfully entitled Banger. Looking forward to checking out Toro Toro on the Pagoda stage. He's been on my bucket list for quite some time. If you're just joining us now, this show is called The Basement, where I like to explore the diversity of bass music, whether it be the fast-paced bass lines or the deep dubby sub-frequencies of dubstep. It doesn't really matter. It's all about the diversity. And coming up is some Moombaton, brought to you by Dylan Francis, a major hitter, major player in the game right now, also playing at the Pagoda stage this year at Shambhala. This is a fresh remix he's done by Sindon, featuring Natalie Storm on the vocals. This one is called Pull Up, Wheel Up. And I will warn you, it does get a little heavy in the middle and a little repetitive near the end. So I'll cut it out early a little bit and go into an ad. So stay with us. This is Dylan Francis, everybody. Definitely a heavy one. Dylan Francis on the remix, originally done by Sindin. Natalie Storm on the vocals, except Dylan didn't really include the vocals too much in that one. As I mentioned before the tune started, it does get a little bit repetitive, even for me. So we're going to fade out. This one is called Pull Up, Wheel Up, Dylan Francis on the remix. And that's it for Dylan. I'm sorry.
Winnie Cooper is proud to present the Thursday Concert Series at 560 Club. With one of the biggest video walls in North America, 560 is quickly becoming one of the nicest venues Vancouver has to offer. 560 also features four floors, each presenting you with a different musical vibe. In the coming months, the Thursday Concert Series will be presenting you with some of the hottest musical acts to hit town. Get your tickets quick for Lil B, performing the WinnieCooper.net 4-year anniversary party at 560. Advanced tickets are available through WinnieCooper.net, Club Zone, or at Zulu, Beat Street, and Red Cat Records. This will be Lil B, the Bass God's first Canadian appearance. Watch out for the Das Racist Show, set to perform their unique style of Brooklyn-based hip-hop on May 2nd. The Thursday Concert Series at 560 Club, located at 560 Seymour Street in Vancouver, BC, presented by Winnie Cooper.
I can definitely recommend Club 560, ladies and gentlemen. Three floors, very eclectic crowd goes there. I'll be there a few times over the next few weeks. First time is for the Dirty Bird show, which I was talking about earlier. Claude Von Stroke and Justin Martin, that's on a Friday. As well as Long Walk Short Talk, one of my favorite Vancouver producers, will be performing early May. ShawDJs.com/events for details about all bass music events in Vancouver. Fantastic resource. Once again, SHAHDJs.com. And starting up is an acid crunk remix of Santa Gold, brought to you by Antenne. Antenne is what he calls himself. He is also known as half of the Lowriders duo, which will be headlining Shambhala.
you don't. Ga 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 or set me off. Now me I take the loss. See, 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 doesn't it be off? I'm among the ones I lost.
Acid Crunk remix brought to you by Antennae, originally done by Santa Gold. That one was called Big Mouth. And we're moving into some dubstep here. Canadian duo Zed's Dead, their original tune, No Prayers. I'll let it speak for itself.
Nothing but thoughts from another planet. A heart that you never break and a dream that you can't imagine. I'm far from average, I doubt that you understand it. I put my pain in the paint and put it on the canvas. Painted a picture so vivid that I envision my life without any limit and try my hardest to live it. I am a dreamer, you see it in my demeanor. I'll beat its way to the death and take it up with the reaper. And through the speaker you hear without a doubt, like I don't question a thing that's coming out of my mouth. Just say the word, I'll tell you what I'm about. They try to get in my head and I'ma try and get out. So it's official to sign a line and initial. No matter what you get done, they always try and dismiss you. It ain't an issue I ever care to attend to. I'm out of your fucking league, so I don't need to convince you. What's up?
Slow boat's gonna lead me where I'm lining up. Go ahead and try my bluff. They seen to multiply, but ain't dividing us. They hate to see shine, they hate the sight of us. Was Zed sent me the beat, they told me light it up and let the embers glow. I'm in the Amazon. This game changed my approach, I'm like an animal. Success is bound to bring it. They hate the fact you're winning. They jealous of it all, the envy that you live in. That's why I play the villain, just trying to excite the story. Somebody gotta do it, so I ain't saying sorry. Gotta be number one, knew that since I was young. So you can save your pity, cause I ain't fucking done. Now I'm asleep, I don't trust the deceased. You try and bring it to me, there's something you better see. I am a beast, it's time that you let it be. I'm taking it to the moon, so I am out of your reach, motherfucker.
Beautiful tune, well arranged, excellent production, brought to you by Canadian duo Zed's Dead. Looking forward to seeing them once again at the Pagoda stage this year at Shambhala. That tune is called No Prayers, featuring Omar Lynx on the vocals. I wish I could name that sample, but I can't. I'm not that good. We're going to bring it back home to some British Columbia badness. This is an oldie brought to you by Excision and Datsik, leaders in the dubstep community here in British Columbia. Excision, founder of Rotten Records, based out of Kelowna, BC, really making his mark on dubstep today. This is their original tune called Calypso. It's a goodie, so turn it up.
What do you think?
big tune, almost a classic for this duo, Excision and Datsik, ladies and gentlemen. Their original tune, Calypso. That was the 14th release on Rotten Recordings back in 2009. Rotten Recordings, currently sitting at, I believe, release 36, so double the time. Sorry, Rotten Recordings sitting at release 72. Pretty good. 72 releases for a record label that's essentially been in business for about 4 years now. Really big things. And speaking of big things, we got a Figure remix coming up in the background for a little bit of drum step action. Originally done by Vancouverite Hershey. This is featuring the vocal talents of Su Cho. Figure, another name I'm looking forward to this summer at Shambhala. He'll be headlining the Pagoda stage. Beware, this one gets messy. But have no fear, we'll chill things down right after because it's not all party. But for the time being, it is. Figure's drum step remix of Hershey's tune, Always Tomorrow, featuring Su Cho on the vocals. That one has drum step written all over it. If you walked into the tune unknowing of what drum step was, that is the definition. It ups the tempo of dubstep almost, you know, includes all those wobbles and those womps, and yeah, I'll stop. But the music will never stop. We'll keep on going with this Shambhala-inspired set here on The Basement. You can catch me here on CITR every Friday between 9 and 10:30 p.m. 101.9 on the dial, or if you can't catch the whole set, go to CITR.ca, where you can either listen to the recorded version or listen live from whatever mobile device or computer you're sitting at. And back to the music. We have 12th Planet starting up. He'll be playing at the Village stage this year at Shambhala. The tune starting up is a little more mellow than his usual bits. It's called Jailbreak, off of his latest album, out on his own label, Smog. The album, if you want to look into it, is called The End Is Near. Great name. Anyways, this tune is called Jailbreak. Lots of purple inspiration in that one, brought to you by 12th Planet, and that one's called Jailbreak, out on his latest album, The end is near. You can catch 12th Planet on the Village Stage, 2012 Shambhala.
Universe, I know.
And starting up is a fresh release off of East Van Digital, based out of Vancouver, obviously, brought to you by Katami. Katami is a violinist extremist, you could say, based out of Victoria on the island. She definitely puts her own unique spin on bass music, almost infusing it with her fiddle skills. This one can be found on her latest album entitled Katami. The tune is called Meek's Real. And you can find Katami this year at Shambhala at the Rock Pit stage. Super crazy skill there, wow. I have never heard a violinist play so quickly. That one is by Katami, and that tune is called Meek's Real. All over the album, you can hear Katami include her fiddle in all of the bass productions. That one's not as heavy as some of the other ones, but definitely check out the whole album. It's called Katami. EastVanDigital.com is where you gotta go for that. Could not recommend checking out the album enough. And also checking out Katami at the Rock Pit this year at Shambhala 2012. And continuing with some more female talent, the Librarian is starting up with her tune Arctic Swallow. Librarian also put out a new EP, not too new, but fresh release on East Van Digital as well. The Librarian can be found at the the Living Room Stage on the beach at Shambhala 2012. Really excited. This is her tune, Arctic Swallow. And this is going to be the last one for me. So make sure to tune in. Find me online, CITR.ca, SoundCloud.com/TheBasement, Facebook.com/TheBasement on CITR. Regardless, I'm back here every Friday night from 9 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. CITR 101.9.